from WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge. This is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. Second Harvest Food Bank is the largest in Louisiana, serving over 200,000 people each year. Three-quarters of clients at the pantry's Second Harvest Supplies say they regularly rely on the food they get there to make ends meet. In the same survey, over a third of pantry clients say they have a family member with diabetes. So Second Harvest is starting to pay closer attention to the nutrition of the food they distribute. Nina Feldman has the story.
Gail Womack-Murray runs the food pantry at Love in Action Outreach in New Orleans East, supplied by Second Harvest.
We get a lot of canned vegetables, okay? I can tell my clients, you know, it's really healthy. If you would drain and maybe rinse the salt off of the peas and the green beans.
Kate McDonald at Second Harvest Food Bank says they're stuck with whatever local grocery stores and distributors give them.
It's things like leftover Halloween candy. You know, it's tricky because as a food bank, we can't say and we will never say no to things that people want to give us.
Food banks might not be able to turn donations away, but to encourage distributors to donate healthier foods, come January, Second Harvest will start taking stock of the nutritional value of the food they give out. Foods will be rated 1 to 3. So a 1 food would be a protein, a low-fat dairy, or fresh produce.
A 2 food is something maybe like Jif peanut butter, because peanut butter has a lot of protein, but it also has a high fat content and can have a lot of added sugars.
The 3 foods are chips, junk food, and that Halloween candy. Even if you can get healthy foods in the bank, shoppers may not choose them. But Second Harvest and its pantries are already on it. They offer cooking classes and lead clients on nutrition tours of grocery stores. Here's one of their educators with pantry client Comazel Bickman.
We're recommended to eat half of our diets, whole grains.
It took me a while to get with the brown rice, but I know it's better for you. And you get somebody that don't want it, and you can slip it on and put some red beans on them. You never know. Seriously.
For WRKF News, I'm Nina Feldman.